I'm David Guerra, and this is the Walking Leader Podcast. Welcome. This is episode 35, and we are talking rule number 13 of Great to Follow: you are not a spy. If rule 13 sounds familiar, well, that's because it should sound familiar. The rule is a carryover from the first book, The Walking Leader, and it applies to followers as it applies to leaders. In The Walking Leader, I mentioned there will be some resistance and some people will be suspect of your true intentions. I also mentioned that it is very important to ensure everyone knows The Walking Leader is not out there as a spy. It is almost as if The Walking Leader has to go out of his way to ensure not to be perceived as a spy. Now, how does this not being a spy apply to you? It applies in the sense that you are out there meeting new people as well. You are out there to be visible and be a member of the organization, to be considered an up-and-comer. To be someone that is a rising star within the company means that others will be suspect of you and your true intentions. That's to be expected. See, it is when you do not get that you should worry. You should worry in that either you are not making yourself clear, or no one is taking you seriously, or not seriously enough to bother you about it. I mean, that's it. All three are signs of trouble. Trouble in the sense that you are not doing what you need to be doing to be taken seriously. Everybody wants to be taken seriously. Everybody wants to be a contributing member of the team. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. However, here's where it gets tricky. You might not be recognized because you are not making your intentions clear. Therefore, you have got to be careful in that if you overdo it when it comes trying to tell people that you're not a spy, you most certainly will come across as a spy. That's non-negotiable. But spying for who? Spying for your boss? Spying for the CEO? Spying for yourself to get dirt on other people? Don't be that person. You know what your intentions are, and you know that you are not spying, and you most certainly know that no one put you up to this. Thus, it is important for you not to worry too much if others become suspect of you and of your intentions. Thus, it is important for you not to worry too much if others become suspect of you and your intentions. After all, you are just trying to be a better follower. And to be a better follower, you really need to know what's going on in the organization. Well, within reason. Therefore, you're spying for no one. Of course, there will come a time when your supervisor or some other supervisor will corner you and accuse you of being a spy. What then? What can you do? You can tell the truth as to what you're doing. It might not be what people want to hear, but it is the truth. Even then, they still might not believe you. That is okay. You just have to show them. By showing them, I mean you keep doing what you've been doing. Now is not the time to slack off or stop. As long as you are not breaking any company policies and procedures, you are fine. Of course, there will be a few that do not believe you and are hell-bent on the fact that you are spying on them, the department, and all the employees in the organization. Knowing fully well what your intentions are, and knowing fully well that they are true and above board, you just have to put up with it until others start buying into what you are doing. The reality may be there will always be someone that will be suspect of you and of your intentions. Now, as I wrote, you have to let them be. The more you put your foot down, the more they will believe that you have something to hide. Then they know they got you. They really have you. Again, do not let it discourage you. Who knows? It may be them that has something to hide. See, there are those people, chiefly politicians, I put, that will do everything they can to out an adversary. They will go out of their way to ensure the public knows every little dirty secret the opponent has ever attempted to hide. But that is just a smokescreen. What the politician does not want you to know is that she or he has something to hide. See, the same applies in this case. While your intentions are honorable and true, there will be those that have something to hide and will stop at nothing to ensure that they have to hide, they have it hidden, they keep it hidden, and that it stays hidden. Think about this. If you're just wanting to meet new people and work with everyone in the organization, then it should be no problem to do that. Now, you come across a certain individual and see him or her as a person you want to get to know. You introduce yourself and things start to develop. It is at this point that you want to become aware, you become aware that that individual is up to no good. Now, you are in a position to expose that person. It would be unethical to not share what you know with your superior or the human resources department. However, that person asks you not to rat them out. What then? Well, you're put between a rock and a hard place. You know that you have to do what you did not set out to do, become a spy. You struggle with the issue of violating a confidence and violating your moral and belief system. Truth be told, there is no struggle. There is no ethical dilemma. There is only you doing what you have to do, what you must do, and that is it. It is because you are not a spy that you can quickly report what is wrong. It is because you are not a spy that you continue being true to who you are, and in turn, you will be true to those around you, whether they are up to no good or not. Plain and simple, you are not a spy. You are not trained to be one. Well, unless you work for the CIA, KGB, or MI6, then I thank you for your service and for taking time to read this book and to listen to this podcast. For the majority of us, we are just everyday people doing our everyday job, but with something different. We want to be better than we were yesterday. Folks, being a spy is not going to get you anywhere, really. I mean, if that's your intention, please stop listening to this podcast. Please don't buy my books. Because again, I have known numerous people in positions that were low-level positions, entry-level positions, and in positions of authority and power within organizations, large organizations, that have done nothing but created animosity, have created fear, instilled fear in others, and have made people actually afraid to come to work for fear of being accused of something they've never done, only because they've heard something or somebody else heard something. Because there are corporate spies out there. There are spies within organizations. There's spy in the HR department. Well, I know there was where the last place I worked at. But what I'm getting at is that don't be that person. That's not your job. Don't cross that moral and ethical line in the sand, because that's not the place to be. That's not how you're going to become better. That's not how you're going to become that rising star, that superstar for the organization. Because at some point, you've got to have everybody on board. You've got to let everybody know who you are 100% of the time. No pulling punches, no backstabbing, no pulling the rug out from underneath somebody's feet. No. That you're going to be somebody they can count on, they can turn to, that will deliver what he or she promises that they will deliver. And that, my friends, is the only way you're going to get around it. And that's the only way you're going to get that stigma of being a spy taken off you. As quickly as it gets put on you, it gets taken off you. Don't give in. Don't cave in. And above all, don't be tempted. Listen, this is episode number 35 of the Walking Leader Podcast. My name is David Garrett. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you real soon.